Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, and that's wonderful. You're listening to the Block Talk Radio Network with Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Alter, the host, and thank you for tuning in today. All right, calmly and nicely. I want to begin with a small introduction, and then I am going to go into a little progressive, in that direction of what the preface is all about. Now, just think that we are born and we come and see people in the world. We are not on Mars. We are on Earth. And a lot of people on Earth, right? A lot of people. Now, there is one more place. Not one more place. There are quite a few places, apparently, that I come to know beings, maybe not exactly like human, but close. It's intelligent life anyway. I know there have been people on Lamu called Mars, okay? And seemingly, in the past, long before our time, or quite a few ages ago, people, civilized people, used to be on Mars, right? Don't expect the NASA European people are going to tell us what they know, because they have something or have reason why. They wouldn't even bring themselves, at least to give them more respect for what they say they stand for or what they believe. They won't even admit, although they are admitting in their doings, that there are life in the universe beside us. But yet still, they are writing a Bible and write contrary to what they themselves admit to. Okay? And so now, my friend, sorry for that break there. All right. What I'm trying to say, the reason why I'm talking like this is because we are drowning in primary or basic understanding about humanity. You know, we are deprived of the best knowledge known because of these white people or the church, Christianity, that want to bring everybody under the thinking of Adam and Eve in a garden. And they don't have a reason on the level of their existence. White people do not need to know anything about Adam and Eve. And you may wonder, why am I saying that? I'm saying that because in the world is a textbook with the jurisdiction human existence. The world is a textbook. If we were reading it and read it good, we would know that white people of Europe just lately moved from Africa up into Europe 1.5 million years ago. That's not a very long time when it comes to, if you talk about 2 million, 3 million, 4 million years ago. Right? So these white people, whether or not you entertain or want to expose your knowledge to what I'm saying, I'm not saying it for joke. I'm saying it to the respect that we just come here. We're not going to live too long and all that. You know, all right. So what I'm trying to tell you, I have learned, is that these white people don't mean hybrid people any good. These white people that you see here, and just the fact, just their presence where we are, everywhere we are, and when you read the history, you will see it is information that if you have not, you know, a little crack on what it is all about, I mean, you're going to church and you're just destroying the chance of living a more knowledgeable and good life because of these white people. You see what I mean? Yeah, they copycatting everything in the civilized world or the civilized existence. It bothers me. It bothers me because, look, life is not something for us to play with or waste. It is something precious. But we will have to come to a realization. You see? Come to a realization. See, all of these, we need to understand the knowledge of human existence. And one place I can direct you to begin a primary knowledge of human existence. If you're there and you find out that, but you really don't know anything, I'll tell you about how I began to know something, right? And I was in church and believe every foolishness that there is in the Bible. All right. How did I come to understanding certain basic things about our existence? First, go to the World History textbook that tells you about the first humans. You can Google it, even, you know, Google the information. But you don't want to follow Google to teach you nothing, because these are the sodomites going to talk to you. But you can get certain information out of them. But what if you don't really understand or haven't been reading? Well, you don't want to really deal with them. Well, you can deal with them as a common dictionary that I think you can get away with something without any injuries. But we don't want to deal with nothing that these white people, because no, we should be getting rid of white people. And I'm not talking about go and start a fight or not like that with them. Psychologically, I am talking about. We, hybrid people, we don't want see no white people. They now want us to think that, oh, they are so wonderful and what. Like, if it hadn't been for them, we wouldn't have a life. Listen, dump that. Dump that. Okay? White people are sodomite. They are homosexual. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. You see, they dress up in their clothes 100,000 years ago. You go and find out who were they 100,000 years ago. What type of appearance would you see? And go into the World History textbook. Begin at the preface pages, then up to chapter 1. Okay? And you going to get more knowledge than you ever thought about. See what I'm sending you? To the World History textbook. Because what? I'm sending you to a place that tell you something that I identify as a piece of fact about our existence. I don't see it as any lie. And it is to teach us knowledge that we will not be left confused by nobody. So, I am sending you to the book. I don't write it. That's a World History textbook. It is certified by academic consultants and teacher reviewers. You're not going to get it any better than that. As far as I know, where knowledge is concerned as to human origin. Go there. Don't make nobody else tell you, because right now I don't tell you, since I'm talking, what it is and for you to start believing me. I'm telling you the book that everybody, because truth will protect us from nonsense. So what I am saying, I don't need to recommend the World History textbook, because it just the title speak for itself. It's a governmental standard book that you would find in the universities, colleges, the highest place of learning. You will find the World History Textbook, okay? And that's where I'm sending you. The first chapter, right? And, you know, a few preface page that tells you about the context of history text is covering, right? You don't want to get into, look, if you know how serious it is, the danger we are in reading the Bible and believe it. It doesn't have any certification at all. Bible. And that's what the white people them push on us, like it is the right book to read and where you have salvation. And none of what I'm saying at the Bible, not in there. None. If it were in there, I wouldn't have any cause. But I grew up in the church over like, you know, half a century. Now, I couldn't be talking this on the radio here, where the amount of people likely to hear what I am saying, it's easy for them to talk to me. And I make it even easier for one to talk to me, because I give out the number almost every time. I mean, if I forget, well, really, I may forget to give out the number, but I always try to be vigilant. I want people to know, you know the access, talk to me right here. And you're talking about the number that you can easily dial if you're within access space, right? 347-850-1358, right? If I was a little too swift in calling the numbers, I'm going to do it one more time. Right? Let's say you're getting a pen or something like that to write the number down, right? I don't want to leave you and say, oh, I didn't get that. The number to call me on this show. 347-850-1358. Now, going back to what I'm saying about the primary knowledge that we are to have, it's not church, my beloved one. And you may think that you have your hope in Jesus and the resurrection and, you know, all what you're going to get according to the Bible. Listen, it's not true. What, these white people are criminals. I mean, how many wars you know these white people fight? Do you see African people fighting wars? We don't have a record of war. And as a matter of fact, I'm thinking about it as I speak. I read in the World History textbook about African general that fight war. You know, now I realize that I am not to think that is real knowledge about Africa fighting war, because when they're telling me about a man who is a great commander, African commander, you know what? My reasoning, my logical reasoning show me that it cannot be true. That at a time when I read 509 BC, back in that same period of time,
was when the white people them overthrow one of our kings in Rome, Italy. So look for yourself. I'm telling you now, I'm not reading from a book, but this is what I first read in the World History textbook. And all of my knowledge about history over time and stuff, as much as I have learned, I'm speaking from what I have learned from the World History textbook. There's no other book, source book, but the World History textbook, record of the past. You don't want, I don't know of any other book with that resource of record of our ancestors' past. What I'm trying to say to you now, these white people are writing things, telling us stories, just like how they write up and tell you stories about Adam and Eve in a garden. Is the same. These people have done a lot of other things that don't exist, and we believe it. All right. So now I am telling you now why, by recollection and relevance, to support what I am telling you, comes from the very history that I read. Because these white people infiltrate everything we have. They infiltrate every account of us and twist it up to say something else. And when you check it out, they don't have any relevance with our existence. Because they are the first hominid type from millions of years ago. They don't come from the perspective where we hybrid people come from. They are not hybrid. Their beginning and what we are concerned about is our actual origin, beginning. Where do we come from? All right? What we and them have in common is that they have a species and we have a species. Two species. They fill up the world with a whole bunch of foolishness about how many species of mankind exist. And you go into the well-clarified book of the World History textbook, you don't find three human species. Two only. No, so you imagine if I couldn't do a little reading, well, a lot of people can read, but they don't read. Especially if you are people of diaspora. We come from originally in Africa, right? And come born here, you know, into the slavery, slave trade and the white people and plantations, right? We have a job to get out of that type of mentality, whereas we don't even care whether or not we are African or not. We must care, most, because if you are full up of the ideologies that the white people then make up, you sure dead long time ago. When I look and see the impossibility and the roadblock that these white people write and put up, oh gosh, it's bad. It's really bad. And for people who grow up in difficult areas on the planet, and all you get is the Bible, because these white people make sure they're going to turn everybody into sodomites. This is just the truth. My reading, my research, it doesn't tell me anything else than the white people are the first humans to arrive on planet Earth. The way they do is like most, the early hominins that evolved before any kind of a civilization came about. Okay? So these white people, they are offspring of these hominids. The hominid for them is hominid. That's the name of their species. Hominid. H-O-M-I-N-I-D. Hominid. Okay? So they are hominids. It means that just as you go to the zoo and see primates out there, that's where these white people are coming from. And it is the God truth. What I'm telling you is from the world-renowned, certified world history. So if you have anything to fear, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I am telling you an approach that nobody is supposed to interfere with your thinking. You can read. You have assurance to go read and find out things for yourself. Well, if you don't get somebody to like point in a direction, where even if what I'm saying is not true, you can go look and certify for yourself whether or not this guy is talking nonsense. Okay? It is surprising to know who white people are and how long it took me to find out, because they exist so long before our time. These white people, they are even lucky. They are even lucky, and they are not sharing their luck with us. They kill us like we are animals that, you know, they probably want something out of those animals. That's the way they like go hunting and shoot the animals down. That's the way, but the case is they're not eating us as far as I know, but they want to kill us because of our value that they find it they have an interest to kill us because we are detriment to their prospect. Okay? White people. I mean, I used to think much different about white people. But the thing is, when you don't know, you don't know. And when you didn't, or I didn't, of the highest value of reading and therefore able to access information about our origin. I didn't because it's a slavery slavery environment I grew up into, right? And so I am saying you are out there and you can be like me. You maybe can read good and stuff like that, but guess what? You see what you are missing? Could make you, you're going to be able to earn a living and stuff like that because you can read well and, you know, do things to bring you daily bread, you know, and you will think, well, that's all there is to it. But there are a lot of knowledge that we are to have. And you could be the most holy Christian. You're going to die an idiot. All of the education that you have and the good life that you can live. But it won't be a spiritual life that you're living. Okay? And the environment we are in today is one that make you feel good because you have a lot of money and you can afford a lot of things. But, you know, it is going to excite you, and you're going to talk to people who share the same with you. Everybody's hunting the cash. Everybody want this and that. And it's not that, it's not good. And a lot of it, as far as I'm concerned, as much as you can, you should have it. But don't be an idiot. Have knowledge. And even in the whole dirty Bible that them have, they'll tell you what Jesus said. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. That saying is a good saying. But the application is to a Jesus that don't exist. No, you ever hear that before? That Jesus never exists? Oh, they have something to block that. You know, they're antichrist. Like, this guy is a antichrist. You hear him on the radio? He's a antichrist. They block. They give you that long time ago. That when you hear somebody like me talking, you don't have no place in your mind to even consider, could it be true? No. That's what they do with the Bible. I grew up in church, so I know what I am talking about. It is not easy to develop coherent, historic, civilized information in this time we are living in, where we have the church. It's not easy. So my thing now is, nobody paid me no attention throughout my younger years. Nobody, because I didn't know anything to talk anything for to attract anybody's attention. But coming on to age 60, things began to change, because it's not that I didn't want to know, but there was no access. Nobody you are coming across that know the real thing. Everybody is about the unreal, uncivilized church. Jesus set up a church. And that becomes real because that's all we've been taught. Now, how can you get out of the fallacy of Jesus begotten by a father and all that? That's not serious thinking when you're dealing with all those things. No. However, when you are raised up going to Sunday school and that's all you know and hear about, you don't stand a chance of getting a realization of when you read exactly what words are. You have a limited sense. You don't have the broad sense of, you know, the use of words. And, you know, you can go through, and like I said, you can have university, PhD and stuff like that, and you're still an idiot. Only restricted to that little academic knowledge that can take you far in technology and stuff like that. But the spiritual life that exists is the civilized knowledge of things. And when these white people take a Bible and all these things in there, and like I say, the Bible don't have any educational, how do you call it, academic consultant. You know, there are people to make sure certain product is good. All right. Well, we need somebody with historic knowledge to identify that history is true. A record of the past, you can go there and find anything in the record book, in the history book, and see it's in the world, but not the Bible. You see, and because we are taught to believe it, we are afraid of, you know, trying to change anything that is in the Bible. But the knowledge and the power that is in real history, where you know real things, will remove your doubts that you have. Because word power is different from somebody that tell you some hearsay stuff, okay? Now, what I'm saying is probably revealing a secret. Because I had grown up into the endurance where I'm believing all the church stuff. Like preacher, when I was young, about maybe 11 years of age, he taught us something about where the Bible was established or published. And I remember it. Because to me, it was one of the nuggets, you know, that you learn in church. Good knowledge, that. Nobody not tell me nothing like that. And what the preacher said, where the Bible, you know, the Bible word of God was published. And I don't forget that until adult and migrate to America and learn to read much better than I was reading at fourth grade level, right? I don't have no college and university education now, but I tell you what, any part of language you know, and you know it real good. Do you hear me? Whereas you used to depend on people for, you know, certain kind of a knowledge, you do not need to rely on nobody in that context. Because if you are reading right, whatever you have learned about words, words is like a hatchet and a hacksaw. Is a words are the means. It's the words are like tools that you buy to work and do stuff. Words are tools to make us understand the world around us, because it's written about in recorded work, document. Go read it. Don't make nobody tell you about no horse dead on Timbuktu. Go read it for yourself. You see? And especially if you're young, and you already have an education, I'm telling you now, beware. Because the white people and the church, they are going to tell you some things that destroy the right knowledge that you should have about the world that you're living in and your origin. You don't want no part of the Bible to tell you about Adam and Eve. If you're out there and you're hearing what I'm saying, you're lucky. You're really lucky. So now, nothing that I'm saying to you is like I want a collection from you. Because I'm telling you what I come to know. And if it wasn't good to me, I wouldn't be telling you. And I'm not going to charge you, not even the dust of a penny, to help me bring this program. I'm doing it because I want to do it. I do want to do it. And as it is the case where we think that is when people have a lot of money, they're going to come out and nobody have money and they want to treat you to nothing. Well, case is different. I'm telling you about what the preacher told me. And when you think that the word of God is so inspired and holy, you shouldn't have any doubt in it. Okay? And that's one of the things that we learn. You don't doubt God's word. No, when it is God's word. When? when it has certification that it is really God's word. Well, we don't have none of that. But we don't know that. And the way I was grown up, I don't know nothing about that. So it is the word of God to me. So when he told us about where the Bible was produced in İznik, Turkey, right? You know what? My memory is getting kind of bad. Well, let me tell you this. I didn't book to find the word to tell you now what the place is, because it's fresh right now in my memory. Right now? Yeah, I have like perfect memory right now. İznik, Turkey. You hear me? That's where the Bible was, and if you Google it, you will see it's true. İznik, Turkey. But it's telling you about a book, a corrupt book that he is preaching from and teaching us. And he doesn't know that the Bible is the worst corrupting book. Because what? It's not telling you to go out and live a bad life. It said God, you know, tell Moses to do bad things. But that's in a context like, you know, it is okay for God to like send out his prophets and things like that to go destroy other people, you know, but like that is a good thing to do because God is taking, is getting rid of evil things, you see. That's the context the white people then put in the Bible for the foolishness that they write. So it's a detriment when we believe in this God, what I'm talking about in the Bible, and think that the Genesis creation story, God at work, you know, 7 days and 6 days and rest on the seventh day. We believe those kind of things. And not even the dust of it is true. In the context where it's going to benefit you in your lifetime to believe those things. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you now, when I turned adult and was able to read and hold, you know, me responsible for what I understand and what I digest, I found out that the Bible should have been something to dump. We shouldn't have that Bible to be relying on it the way we do. Because we are depending on the Bible for salvation. And there is not a ounce of salvation in the Bible that it is talking about. They corrupt even what is in Genesis as the creation story. They corrupt that until, you know, they're getting information from somewhere to write in the Bible. And they lie that it is prophets God tell, like Moses and some of these other Bible, Old Testament Bible writers. Lies. All lies. Lies to the point you don't need to get that into your brain. You hear me? White people come to every territory and how they can't find themselves like in a place like Jamaica and stuff like that. Because years ago, they get a chance to do things that we don't get to find out because they write a whole bunch of trash and put it in a Bible and then make the accommodation of place where they get the money from. Our own Africa work against us. You know the story about they sell us in ship to white people, right? You know about that. Well, you had to that and think what kind of background we are coming from. We coming from a background where we don't have the government that is set up over us. Okay, the political and that there was army to protect us. That you know, our kings always like where we have these white people. You heard about that? They build a wall. Well, you know, the reason why they built a wall is because of these white people who were just coming up. You see? Just begin to develop unnatural means because they were, primates all along that can't talk and stuff. And they interfere with us sexually and begin to have children that talk like them. And that's why you see them talking today. So if you can doubt what I'm saying if you want, right? Because, you know, it's hard to fathom that is true. It's hard to fathom that these people who evolved 3.5 or more million years ago developed in Africa. Yes, our Africa. They come from Africa too. They developed in Africa. And 1.5 million years ago, they went up into Europe. And that's when the history will tell you, it's like nobody don't know where they go from then. But scattered information in history will give you a sense of exactly what happened. These white people here, they are the only group of like humankind beings that are homosexual. You want to think that African people, the hybrid ethnic people, were created homosexual. It is only the desire of these white people being put in the position now to destroy our brain with that nonsense. When you know we did not evolve like white people millions of years ago. 200,000 years ago, we African ethnic people, they call us black people. We ain't no black people. Call us black-headed people. Yes, you can do that. But we are not black people by blood, no. So these white people are working hard at bringing the world to being homosexual. All right? So now, I am telling you, they are doing everything. Like using whatever little legal knowledge they learn from us, they're using it on us now. Destroy our mental concept about civilized existence. They don't want us to know that. And they are really vile and bad because they couldn't talk for 3.5 million years. But now that they come into this interbreeding stuff and they all are talking now, and no, it's a whole lot of problem that I'm telling you about that you are in church like I was, and I am here now. I feel, you know, sometimes if I, you know, penetrate myself with the things that I am saying, I break down and start to cry. Because I know the hard life that I grow up into. You see what I mean? And it's mostly because I was lacking education. Really. I didn't have that help. And, you know, if I, in you know, like at age 27, when I migrate to America, I go into adult school and I learn a little more. You know, I feel blessed that I learn that much more because based on my experience before, I wasn't looking forward to read any better than fourth grade level. I'm telling you the truth. So it's my condition. I'm not telling about anybody else's condition. My head is my head, and what affects me don't affect my brother or my sisters. I'm telling about what affects me. So can't compare me to nobody else. So, now I'm furious. Now I am furious, I'm telling you. If you bring Biden, come and put him in front of me, you would be seeing something like a tiger or a lion. And I don't mean physically, you know, harmful. No, I am never violent. I mean, when I say never violent, I mean, when I was growing up and things like that, you know, simple things happen. But I grew up into an adult. No. I found out that to use wisdom and to get things out of your way is the best thing. Use that knowledge, good knowledge. You don't have to get into a emotional thing and get into fight with people, talk and invoke other people's their temper and get violent. No, I am zero that. I am zero that. Now, I'm glad to see what is going on now with these presidents. You know, like Trump don't want to give up, you know. I'm glad to see what's happening because these people are subject to go down. Because if you think they're civilized, you're wrong. You watch and see what's going on, right? You will see something similar to someone walking across the street and vehicles are coming at a certain speed that do not allow for the crossing. And yet still, the person continue to go across, to cross when they see all these things coming down. So they want to be killed, right? You got to. If you breach the distance of safety, you must want to die while you're going to walk out into these, you know, terrible, you know, weight of inertia going to hit you. All right. That's what Trump is doing. It's like he's begging these people to put him away. And he knows that he's doing something against the law, according to him, he being a president. But he turned against the system. Now, they take a long time to realize that Trump is turning for the worse. His brain is taking him, you know, past where he used to be. He's going beyond that level, caring and stuff like that. Even animals know about caring and protection to a certain limit, right? Yeah, they take care of their young, they take care of themselves, right? Trump is like below a lot of animals. A lot of animals today would not make the judgment Trump is using right now. That guy is more dangerous than, you know, he needs pity. But yet still, he's not doing it like he need any pity. But you can look at the things that he do, and tell that he is gone. Cannot be in his right mind and can't sense danger for what he's doing. And it's like they're doing everything to restrain from dishing out the worst on him. You can see, because their system is not to overthrow the leadership. You see? No, that's not the way this sodomite white system is. But guess what? Civilization is killing them. Civilization is killing these white people. And you may not understand what I'm saying. Go back 100,000 years. Don't think that the past is not important to us. It's important to us because guess what? We never cease from being on the planet. What we call in past, it's still, you know, it's a contextual thing. When we talk about the past, you know, I mean, remember the past, a few years gone. Well, we spend that past right here on the earth. Just that the location, we are, you know, we stick to a location. But I'm telling you this, you know, the revolution and the revolution and the other action of the earth. We are still on this. It's like you're in the same plane. You're sitting at the back, you're sitting up the middle, or sitting up the front, right? Well, basically, I mean, how many miles you travel, you know, you're in the same plane. Well, we think that, oh, 1 year passed by and things like that. Where do you think we were for that 1 year? You know, today, where you think you go? You're still at the same place. Maybe you don't walk out of your house for a day, or you go to the store, something like that. But what I'm trying to say to you is that we need to pay attention, and we can't pay attention reading the Bible to civilize life. And it's what these white people are destroying out of these we hybrid people. It's a blessing that we are alive. Because if you read and find out the way we were created, you probably want to snap, you know? Because what we have been taught in the Bible is so different from what the truth is in history. Make you want to just split up into pieces. You see? All right. So finish what I was telling you about the difference between what we believe in the Bible to be true. Is when I was about 11 years of age and the preacher is doing what he does best. He was a well-read person. And the best of who they had to lead the flock. And one thing was very peculiar about that leader is that he wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost. And it is a Holy Ghost church. You got to be filled with the Holy Ghost before the management make you a real leader. All right. Well, this leader I'm telling you about was not a real leader. Or you would have to make him out to be the real leader. He wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost. How do they pass over? Just show you the hypocrisy of the Christian church. Anything will do. Anything they say will work. Enough work. Because it only spoil up your mental thinking. When them use these old bunch of nonsense, don't make no sense, contrary to what you think is a proper custom. No, they make what to do. This man who was the leader of the church I grew up in, nice man, you know, respectful man, gentle and just nice all over, man. This guy is nice. Good built. You know, he probably was like 6 foot tall or so. Altamont Richard. And I'm telling you, that man was not filled with the Holy Ghost. And he go to the assembly every year. And that's where they would ordain him to be a real, you know, bishop or elder or something. And they didn't, because he never experienced this convulsion of speaking in tongues. Who pada ba ba ba ba ta ba ba ba ba say pada ba ekiri ba da ba da ba da ba di da ba da ba e shada ba shanda ba. Hallelujah. He never, no, you have to kneel down and tarry for the Holy Ghost, right? And this, I used to tarry too, so I'm telling the truth, you know, because I used to be tarrying, you know, simultaneously with him too, until I kind of got to him and talking the tongues and stuff like that. They feel like I'm still now. Oh, the only thing is that I couldn't speak in tongues after that one time. Because look here, I had to, you know, believing that that was the Spirit, right? And the Spirit would come upon me after I was filled and make me speak in tongues, because you hear people are speaking tongues all the time. But for me, that Spirit never come back and make me speaking tongues again. Now, let me tell you something. When I tell you that we African people over the past 100,000 years, that we have lost our mind based on these people, bad blood that they fuck our people with, that's right, 100,000 years ago, yes, we have lost our minds with their rhesus monkey blood that have children, okay? Yes, they get those children. We didn't get those children. They get those children. You see what I mean? And they come now a culture of their own. And a lot of bad things are happening because of that. But what I am telling you now is the part about when we believe into the Bible, the church, and it's the only world we know, it's the church world and the concepts. We ain't going nowhere, but they're telling we're going to go to heaven and believe in the resurrection and, you know, on crucifixion of Christ and stuff like that. My friend, nothing don't go so. Okay? And if you can make any sense out of what I say, you don't go back to a church. Don't put your body inside a church, because church is not good for you. Read your history about yourself. Prehistory. Read about the flood. Don't read it in from the Bible. Don't read about God. God's, you know, mating with men, humans. It was not the white people that they were mating with. It was us who they gave their blood to mix sapien species. It's not a primate. Okay? We don't come from primates. So we have two blood that make us up. That was scientifically compatible. It's the gods that do it. And it's the reason why we are who we are. Until we get this problem 100,000 years ago. And today, how connected are we with anything that happened way back in that time? You see what I mean? Hearing me talk right now, it's like, you're lucky. You're lucky because one, I'm telling you the truth. And I don't obligate you to nothing. I don't tell you to go believe anything. I said, use knowledge. And the fact that you're able to read, that you have to depend upon. But don't go to church, let these guys tell you. Because the very Bible tell you, they talk about these things in the Bible, but they know that, you know, people who are, you know, who they done drunk up and our brain is no good anymore, they can tell us a lot of good things, and we will never know that they're telling us good things, because they're going to turn it someplace else for their benefit, right? It's that. They're going to tell us certain things that we should do, but they know by the time you read that, you don't remember nothing of what they say. But this portion is about where God said in the Old Testament that the time will come when he's going to make a new covenant. And he is going to, in that time when he make the new covenant, we will no longer need preachers to preach to us. You ever read that? It's Jeremiah 31. If you go there, you should find what I'm telling you in Jeremiah 31, right? But a verse that I think will bring you closer in the proximity of what I'm saying, I think is Jeremiah 31 chapter on the 31st verse. Somewhere in that region there, you should find it, where God says when the new covenant come, he will use the spirit in us, which is his spirit, because we have the God's blood, the Elohim blood. That's what we have inside of us. That's what they used to create us, so that they could have the right type of humans to do intelligent things like they do. Okay? So it is that he will cause us to know the knowledge that we will need no prophet, no priest to teach us. That's what it says. So didn't Christ come as the Christ is the high priest? Christ is the true high priest, right? That's what they say. Now imagine they tell you about a Christ and that never exists. How do we come to hold on to Christ that don't exist? It's the way we are reading, plain and simple. At the level that they cause our minds to read and understand things in the Bible, well, you're all right to go to your job and you can read and get your work done. But when you take up the Bible, it's not the same thing. Because the Bible is written twisted, full of lies and confusion. The only thing that is easy to do with the Bible is believe it and don't doubt it. And that's where your grave is at. You know, that's your grave right there, your mental grave. Believing in what the Bible is telling. It's not that some things not in the Bible that are true. I can't say that to the contrary, that nothing good in the Bible. I cannot say that. I can only tell you that there's a big warning that you don't see on the Bible. Because you have to read it to find it. That the Bible is dangerous. God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. What kind of information is that? You can only believe that because it's just an intangible thing that they're telling you. Where is the tangible part of it? No, but they will bring Jesus. Like Jesus is the thing that God, you know, is sending to us. Those things are nonsense. There is no connection of realism in what they are telling you about God begot a son and all that kind. There's no realism. So what I'm trying to tell you, what happened to what God says? He's going to make each and every one of us, his children, know the truth. And he said, if the anointing of him be in us, which means the blood that created us, he said, if that spirit be in us, we will know the truth and we will do not know lies. That's what it says. And it says so in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. I think First John 2:27, somewhere there. I've been reading my reading those parts of the Bible for a long time now, but I think I have memory of it because those were very special knowledge for me as a Christian. But now I come to find out that the Bible is going to make you die an idiot. No joke about that. There is no joke about that. It's good for you to know what is good in the Bible. Not good to only know the lies that you're believing. You need to know the good things that you can make use of in the Bible. But not the creation, not Genesis creation. The first three books, not books, but the first three chapters of Genesis. Read that for real. But you can't read it and in love with what you're reading and you're intimate with it because you've been knowing it all along. No, read it like it is a nonfiction and it's real. And think that is what you see must be real. It's not what you believe in. Don't believe, because when you are reading something you don't believe, it's a different thing when you object to it. There is a difference between objecting to something and believing it. There's a difference. If you are reading something for the first time, how could you believe it for the first time? If you were reading the Bible for the first time, how could you believe what you are reading for the first time? That doesn't make any sense. So it goes to show you hear about Bible here and about church and stuff like that, and you decide you're going to buy a Bible and start reading the Bible, and you pick up Genesis creation and start to read it. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth and all that. And what do you know of it? Nothing. You assume you know what it is saying, but do you? If you were to be questioned on it about God rest on the seventh day, has anybody ever asked, or have you ever pondered what that is, what it really means, and see it for real as something true? No, you don't. You believe it. And everything else that pertains to that, you believe it. You know what I mean? And you begin to defend it like it is true. That's the kind of a situation we're in. You know, I would never have pondered that this is the situation I was in. I just know that my mind was not affected by knowledge of those kind. I didn't know anything. All right? So like I said to you, the things that we believe and have confidence in, we don't have anything else. And it is easy to drawn away by that, and you don't want to hear nothing from anybody else because of what these white people do with a Bible. I mean, from we are in the womb, we are sucking that milk. You see what I mean? But like I said to you, I am a good example because I can tell you what I remember and still maintain what I have been through and what I was content with. Iznik, Turkey is where the mafia, they really established the Bible, these European people. My preacher didn't know nothing about that. He's telling us like it is for real, you know, it is Iznik, Turkey. Well, he didn't like get down into who the people were that was writing the Bible, but the special men of God. And now you're talking about these Sodomite white people like Constantine the First. You know, these are all raw criminal like Caesar Augustus in Palestine. Raw Sodomite. People who are all about honest fucking homosexuals. That's who write the Bible. Now, you know, I mean, bring me somebody who is going to tell me that I'm wrong. All right? Bring me somebody that is going to tell me that I'm wrong. I would like somebody to come and tell me that I'm wrong. Oh, I had someone who come in and healer medium. Came along. Since the Bible presents to us, put inside our mind, a God that sent his son to die for us. It's hard to get out of that. The knowledge that we are to have. Because, look, I was wholehearted. I didn't know anything else. Now, if I didn't learn to read beyond fourth grade level, I don't think I would have made any progress forward. I would be held by those beliefs, you know, about the Bible and who make the Bible and things like that. When I am reading and find out, it is far from anything real. Now, how do I get somebody to understand that? I don't want somebody to believe that. Because I'm telling you, the word believe does not have that contextual, etymological meaning the way we are using it. Like customarily, we are to believe the Bible in the name of Jesus. That's not what logic is. Faith has unbelief is not knowledge. And when we can't understand that, we won't understand nothing else to release us from bondage. You know what I mean? I bring this up to you, and I have gone longer than I expected. I find it difficult to just, you know, treat these things like a little piece of crispy. You know, because, you see, I have my entire life to understand these things. So when I'm talking about them, you know, there's so many pieces to put together while I'm going on. And now, you know, I probably, I don't know how much longer my brain is going to hold up and I'm able to, like, talk and put, you know, pieces together into a whole lump. However, for as long as I am able to talk, I want to talk. And somebody don't have to listen to me, because it's going to be to the person who wants to listen, right? And want to look into things. Because there are a lot of discovery that I make about, like, psychological thinking. Our thinking, certain type of thinking, can put you under stress. All right? And likewise, certain kind of thinking can relieve us from stress. Short time or in long time. It becomes a fight, a struggle to think our way out from where we are in a world that's full of a church with Holy Ghost Spirit and a whole bunch of nonsense. What the white people said. And I'm saying to you, if you have an education, you know how to use words. Get rid of your belief tendency, the way the Bible is telling people to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. They're telling you to believe because belief is like a little thing of super glue. You know, it's a little slug of super glue. What they're giving you when they tell you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Because it is never true. believing in something you don't know is never going to mature into knowledge. Unless somebody tell you about something and you decide to examine what they talk about. You know, it may be an object. It has to be something for real, object. If somebody's going to tell you something and want your interest in it, it cannot be something that you continue just believing that you don't know. If somebody want to convince you about something, it must be a product of knowledge. Knowledge is the thing that you can touch and feel and everything like that. The tangible thing. After the person give you the intangible communication, then there must be time to consummate that. Show the image of it. When you cannot be shown the image of what you are promised, then don't bother with it. Don't buy it. That is a piece of knowledge we must have, going into groups and digesting what them are saying. Now, not unless you are talking about different things. We're talking about conviction of Christ and church and stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm exempting from this. You see, you must be on your own with what you're thinking and what your conviction is. Don't make nobody put it inside of you. Thus, for me, in my reading and my understanding of what I'm reading, it easily took me away from believing in the Bible because I realized it's not the way to understand things, which you only believe in and you can see no material in any kind of way. But they make God a special thing and Jesus and all these things that they're talking about, God and Jesus and all the doings, you can never come by one. Because you said, all right, ask the pastor, ask anybody who is a Christian. How did God begot a son? God, a male, a spirit God, how did he beget a son? Ask that question. And you will see how easy it is to bust a ban of foolishness. Foolishness. But if you can move in with a question to resolve and bring you the knowledge of something, not nothing, the church wants you also to know that is when you have faith in nothing, that's when you are all right. Strong faith in nothing. No. No. This is a perilous time where we have church. Imagine, it shouldn't be so because that's not the way the world and humanity began. Civilized humanity. We're not people who came along, or let's say in the way you talk about their origin. They never came along talking. They did not have civilized cognitive understanding. They didn't. So now it's difficult for you to accept the knowledge that they did not. Now, how are you going to do that? I'm not begging you to believe that it happened. I'm telling you, it's the history that says that. And history is a record. History is not about dreaming something. You understand? History is not about dreaming something. Now, in internal brain is an intangible thing. But up there don't just work with intangible. It works with both intangible and tangible. You must find the relevant half of tangible to intangible. So somebody will tell you something and you believe what they might say and they might give you ideas and stuff like that. But you can't bring it to a tangible thing. Well, you don't have no business with that. You don't have no business with that. And that's what the white, the kind of world these the white people and the church build up. You see, when you check it back, going back in the 15th century AD, you know, everything that we are touching is all poison and rotten stuff that uncivilized stuff in the Bible. Because when we talk about the last 2022 centuries ago, do we know why we say that? That it is something that is uncivilized we are dealing with? Calendaral thing that these white people invented. But everything that civilized life is about comes from a solar calendar that the gods, the Elohim, set up into civilized world. There was no civilized world into the life of the white people when they were mere, plainly subgroup hominid. That is called Homo erectus. There is nothing there. You see? There is nothing there, and you cannot get a calendar out of the moon season, because the moon season was a part of the solar, the sun calendar. Now, when we are here and the dating system that we use, we are just using one little part of what a calendar does. Participate in a lot of things that the solar, the Elohim God's calendar is about. We do not. We are severed from it, and we don't know yet. We do not know that. And these faggots are out there all around us behaving like everything is all right. It cannot be all right. It will never be all right. Because the sophistication of civilization only happened when the gods came to earth 450,000 years ago. It's the history. The only history. The Bible is not history. Right? And I am here to drive it into you. Not asking you to believe anything, but asking you that when you hear about the intangible, when it comes down to our existence, you want the tangible as well. Okay? So I'm telling you, it's history that says this. Right? And therefore, you must look forward to confirming it in history. We are dealing with a whole bunch of stuff that we don't know what we are dealing with, but we believe. So how important it is to get out of the believing thing and to have the right life. We don't have the right life now. You think that because you have money and this and that, you're going to go to this vacation. But you're coming back right back to the same place where you stopped, where you started. You know what I mean? Because there is a greater life beyond where we are here on this little planet Earth. Right? And if you want to take church for it and think that there is a greater glory than what you are seeing here, right? And you will have to dead first before you go to that glory. Now, you dead a fool. You die a fool. I mean, I didn't know that. You know, the world is different from what I learned in the church. But now I do. And that's why I'm telling folks, you're not going to find reality in your life unless you start to read like a sober person. Church is not a sober thing. Church belief is not a sober thing. It's not a civilized thing for you to believe in church. Church is not a civilized word. And how to make distinction between the church concept and historic concept is to watch this that the white people have done. all along, civilization been coming from 200,000 years ago. Well, it is more than 200,000. It started out 450,000 years ago. That was when the Elohim came to Earth. But they are here doing a mission in South Africa. I have a link, can prove to you that it happened. Michael Challenger created this link from their research in South Africa. So that I'm telling you now that the division of civilization from no civilization. The no civilization time lasted from billions of years ago. Talking about on Earth now, on Earth, not any place else. It was as long as the solar system was created that there was no human civilization on Earth. That is what you must get into your head. It doesn't matter what else knowledge exists, but that is a paradigm you can't shift. You can't shift out of that paradigm. Just understand that this solar system that we are in with the sun, been there for almost, billion years, okay? And the only time some humankind came along that was not civilized either, they fit into the uncivilized world that existed. And it's the white people, it's them, all right? So whatever happened to their progress, why they are who they are today, that's what we must know, because we don't come here as uncivilized humans. We were created civilized. That's why we are hybrid, two blood that created us. That is history. You see, what is history about the white hominid, ancestors, is that they never had any civilized knowledge at all except making stone tools and light a fire. They did not know cloth or nothing like that. They didn't wear clothes. History says that they wear animal skin, right? So imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine what the world has been and why we will be lost forevermore if you follow the white people there and the church. So that's why I say it's not a belief thing. It's a knowledge thing. Go read for yourself. And know reality for yourself. All right? So therefore, I'm telling you this thing because I'm terrified by these white people. Okay? Because now they are behaving like they are the real world. Come on. And it's since we have come along, they come across our people and began and involved with the crossbreeding thing. And many ages passed before they built up a culture of talking people. But they look like us to a certain point. But they are not us. They're not the same product. Their taxonomic portion that build them up is not the same like us. We have two different species that separate us. So when they do this criminal stuff of having children, forced having children with some of our ancestors back there, it was wrong. And that befall us. That's why he says we are falling, we are fall from grace. It's not white people it applies to. They would want to apply that to themselves, like they are sinners and stuff like that, because they have something to gain from doing that. We are not supposed to allow these white people to do these things because they don't belong among us. Okay? Their species, blood, must not intermingle with us. And you read Bible where they show you about Jews and Gentiles, and Gentiles must not mix with Jews. But they destroy the old rule. Whereas they say we were Jews 2,000 years ago, but today we are no longer Jews because they make themselves Jews. You don't understand these faggots, you see? These homosexuals. And they have a government now and all that. And you think it's a government. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That they are trying to convince us. They're trying to ingrain this nonsense into our head and make us live according to it. I'm telling you, danger, caution. It's not true. Okay? It's like they work wonders to make things be what it is here. But AD Anno Domini can never be sovereign law. And you read good, you will find out Sumerian are the first civilized human being begin to publish things, write and bring, you know, all kind of trade knowledge. You see? The Sumerian. So how could these white people become civilized? When the gods came here, they were not civilized. And when we were created, they were not civilized. 100,000 years later was when some of us live in Africa. That's when these sodomites came and rape our people and get children by them. And until today, you can see that we cannot sever. Somehow, they hook on to us. I'm talking about, very, very bad things about us because they find out that they lay us low and humble our people them and get talking babies. And they become a talking culture now and want more than that. They want to become the head of the world. And they get Africa out of the way, and they have us to themselves now. And if we don't do nothing, that's right, they will be fucking our assholes soon. You understand that? Because that's what they're heading for. You tell them that to their face, and they will wrinkle. I'm over time, right? And I know those things I'm telling you. You may never run into those things again. Yeah. Yes, like I'm saying, it took me years and years and years to develop myself by reading. These are not self-invention that I'm talking about. I'm talking about from reading and my experience of finding out that, find out this, and so forth and so on. I'm not somebody to play with because I'm serious. I am serious. Okay? So now I want to go to the headline of what I intended to read. I don't matter about how I spend the time when I come here to talk. I don't, you know, because the time is given to me and I use it. So I don't have a format. Besides, I have a subject, yes, that I come a certain time I seek on. But this subject fits in, you know, to bring everything together. But, you know, that's the way it is for me. That's the way it is for me. Just a second. I'm so sorry, but that's the way it is. What I'm saying to you is that I, the way I feel about the church experience, I have to talk to people and I have the assurance that there are people out there who would like to understand what I am saying. And it's the reason why when I come on the show, I want to get into a conversation with people and that they understand the root of where my thinking comes from. Because you can't start in the midstream of stuff. So you want to have a beginning that you don't have any problem with it, because you need to know where your crib is, you know, where your house, where you live, you know, where you go out and come to. Well, the knowledge of our origin, when you were born and you come to know your parents, you need to know that point of your origin, where you're coming from. And there are other type of, you know, context of origin, of where you need to know the beginning, in the beginning of that thing. So I talk about things in, like, starting up a program. I like to go to the context of beginning, so that you will not be confused about what I'm saying. At least you know where I am coming from. So you don't want to hear it, you don't want to hear it. But there are people that I think are there want to look into some things that I'm saying, because they may be thinking just like me. You see, and want to deepen their channel. So the more you learn how to dig on your own, you know, that's fine. And what I do is to say things to give someone, let's say, a broader view of what they are to see, rather than seeing less of what you're supposed to see. So by doing that, you can weed out a lot of foolishness that you have been believing along the way. You see, the more you make discoveries, the more you weed out nonsense out of you believe. You see, and want the knowledge, and you find out now, you prove that knowledge works. Belief doesn't work for anything unless you're using belief in the right, you know, domestic kind of way. You know, you don't contract with belief. No, you don't do that. So this is what I'm trying to say. I am very protective about what I say to people, because I don't want you to go into a different direction, because I want you to go there. You must go in the direction you think your brain is telling you that's the way to go. Your judgment. So you can't come up to these conclusions unless you do some serious reasoning. And you know, and have a view of what you're looking at and know right from wrong. If you can't do that, then your brain is gone. If your brain is not doing that for you. If you're depending on the preacher, them and stuff like that, you know, to, you know, build up your faith and something like that, you don't do that. You better build up yourself. You see what I mean? So to go a Sunday sermons and all them kind of thing, no, that's not what that, it doesn't advance your life. And you think this preacher is anointed, a foolishness. It is foolishness. If you were reading the Bible the proper way, you don't have to tell you, say, the spirit inside of you is to teach you. He's not nobody where you're talking about a preacher, a pastor. The Bible tells you, say, God would, if you think of the Bible you're following, then follow it. You know what I mean? If the whole thing, if Christ is come and crucify and the resurrection and he gone back to heaven, then all you're behaving like, Jesus not come yet. And then you will say, well, he's going to come back. Jesus is coming back like he come and he go away. What did he do when he come here for you to say Jesus came and there was a resurrection? Nothing. Nothing at all. What we think is something is nothing. Like when you believe into nothing. The more I develop and understand, is the more people I see just run away from me, because I tell you what, when I'm thinking all them foolishness, I am reading and trying to understand what is what makes sense. And that's why I grow and grow away from a lot of people. You see? So I don't like that, because I don't want anybody to miss their opportunity on living this life. But when we have people who come and pollute our intake, then, you know, they get benefit of us. All right. So that's why I always like to lay a foundation so that nobody spend like an hour or half hour listening to me and don't know what I'm talking about. You're not going to have that. You're going to know exactly what I'm talking about before you get up and go. All right? That's the way it's supposed to go. I'm not afraid of what you're going to do with the information, but because it's up to you. But I want to live the sound life I think I can live. And I'm fighting for that. So anything I tell you, it's good for me. I talk it that way. And it's nice, because you can scrutinize what I say and see whether or not I'm making sense. You see, once I talk, I'm open up to, an approach or an attack. You see what I mean? Because I must be able to say, you know, where I get it from. All right, so forth and so on. So now I'm going to go now and approach this midsection of what I wanted to bring in to the feature. How did humans begin speaking? The uncivilized gay European deceitfulness lie. How did humans begin speaking? Question. The uncivilized European deceitful lie denied Elohim existence. Now, if you understand this little portion of what I'm saying, this is the calamity of the world and what many of us just beginning to understand. Some of us don't understand anything. Well, I will say to you, listeners, that you may be someone who really, really feel distress and, you know, uncomfortable with, you know, the kind of the standard of your judgment and what you consider to be fact. You really want to go higher and stuff like that. No, the way I talk to people is with liberty to understand words. I argue in a way that you can question what I say. Get me into any kind of a, you know, argument where you can be satisfied about what you're thinking. Because sometimes what you're thinking, it may prove to you, you are convinced that it's wrong. Because you need to the tool to know whether it's right or wrong in your head. You know, when you're thinking, you need to figure out whether the thing is right or wrong. And then you work it out. Because if you don't get to the point where you work things out logically and true, if you don't get there, you will always stumble and never, you know, like, you know, tree by the wayside that never really grow up. So this is my thing. If you want to go ahead, well, you will have to begin to put your mind in gear, okay, and approach people who you hear talking and saying something, and get to find out what route they are on, what kind of paradigm they're building on. Find that out and develop a sense of the beginning. You want a beginning, right? And like the Bible starts with, in the beginning, God create this, God create that, right? Now, you want to find out if the person beginning makes sense. You see what I mean? If you don't know what the beginning of humanity is, you're lost. You're really lost, right? And that's what we want to find. My thing is to really draw somebody into a conscious thinking, logically, what makes sense. That's what we will have to eventually come to see, what makes sense and what don't make sense. Get on your own two, you know, psychological feet, and don't let nobody beat you up, because in as much as I may come across to somebody very, very vicious. Well, you know, I mean, impression is impression, and you have an impression, and you may see it this way today, but tomorrow you may see it a different way, because you keep on refining your thinking and getting to know what is so from what is not so. You have to go by the words and how words direct you. I have a lot of pity on somebody who is not making any headway. And you can't make headway when words are not what you are using to do your thinking and moving forward. You see what I mean? Get your word, and you know the context you are in, and make sure you are digesting well, because you want to move on forward. Now, when you work things out and getting things right, then you begin to have arguments. Because when you're going to argue with somebody, it's going to be based upon what you have learned by studying words and issues. I call it word science process. I am not talking like I want anybody to be like me. No, I don't have that in mind, because I am against trying to be like somebody. You know, want to be like yourself. And it means if you don't have any virtues of your own, well, you can understand why you don't do too impressed with yourself. But if, look, who do you think run a race and win and not be happy that they win? Do they happy for somebody who lose or come second? No! No! You are happy with yourself because you win. All right, just use that as a, you know, as a comparison, right? So I'm saying to you, get to know words and their meaning, and you will tackle anything. And then you will find out your life begins to change because you begin to deal with reality when you deal with words. You see? Mm-hmm. For real. But if you're not getting it right, no, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem. All right. My point is, if you never feel good about yourself, if you begin to make some A's with the use of words in the context I am talking about it, now, I'm not talking about the way my brother with a PhD go about words, because he don't have good companionship with word usage. Only word usage is one that is abridged and used in the church. You know, he can tell the people anything he wants, and nobody is going to ask him. But there's a place in the Bible that says so and so. No. Because they are afraid of these pastors who have education, and maybe they don't have none. You will have to start go in a different direction with your thinking of learning, that it's not based upon what they teach you in school. It's what you learn out of the book yourself, and where nobody don't really too care about, you know, what you are, you know, homing in on. You see? Nobody don't care, but when you go into actual combat in conversation with people, you beat them. You beat them, and them have PhD. You derail them completely. You hear me? Because there are things in words there for you to find out and to use that a lot of the people are educated out there, but they don't know what you know. But you have the advantage of that. So what I'm trying to say to you, nobody didn't know me, but a whole bunch of people know me now because what? I am interested in knowledge and how, you know, the chemistry and the science of this planet work. And I am into it for myself, but I interact with people. So if I'm thinking foolishness, I'm going to confront somebody with my foolishness. Now, the thing is, it has not been so with me. Because nobody, people who I deal with, like judges, lawyers, and physicians, and theologians, you know, these are people that run away from me. There are people, because guess what? It's like I was destined to learn something from words. I was destined, right? So I was destined. It was, well, destined, yeah. Our fate, you know, our the fate. Because I was not supposed to come off to anything more than, you know. No, nobody was supposed to know me. Mm-mm. I mean, well, Jamaican, you know, slavery thing. No, I was not supposed to know anything. And no, look, and I'm telling you, look, I can't brag about anything else because I don't have the kind of education where people can talk all kind of different, you know, great arguments and views and things like that. Well, me cannot be a part of that because me don't know, you know, what to cope into that. But what I'm trying to tell you, there are other phases of life that we can learn of using words that the people with the higher education, them can cope with you. There is that frequency. And that is what I discover when I go to the adult school and come out and, you know, got my whatever little common sense from I'm growing up now. Now that I am reading for real, who I really was, child growing up, I begin to see the real me standing up when I know better how to think and how to, like, reason and things like that. Now, so nobody didn't know me before that. But now I put out my views, and then I'm getting a lot of people into trouble. Because guess what? When you have the world full of church, and you have a few people or even one person who begin to think right, you can't handle the one person who sees right. Neither you can handle two, worse, three, or four, or five, or six. But all you need is one person. So I am telling you out there, if you feel like, you're not making any headway, go with the World History textbook on the preface pages that lead you on into what history, world history is all about, and until you come to the first chapter. They are very primary things, important things that a beginner who don't know about his beginning, okay, you will learn it. Because you are in there. It's telling you who you are. Okay? Go with the knowledge of your origin as a human. And if you, and may not talk to white people about this. Because white people don't have any use for what I'm saying. That's why they're dangerous to us. They take over and tell about Jesus Christ and stuff like that. And a world that don't exist. That's what the white people write in the Bible. A world that don't exist. You see what I mean? So if you put anybody in front of me, like some I debate long three years or so ago, Christians, you know, they all lost. You know, they lose the debates because they're talking about Bible that is not a civilized book. The Bible is not a civilized book, whether or not you like it or not, but it's a fact. I prove it. Whenever you want, come to me. I mean, anytime. And see, you're gonna lose. Anything I tell you is true. Okay, because I do some things before, you know, and especially in a court of law where I was, you know, doing some things about myself in the court. And look, don't fool around with somebody like me who get a word process insight of what words really, really mean far beyond what you learn in a classroom. Far beyond where you learn in a classroom. You hear me? So if you out there and you feel like you're nobody, begin here and you will find out you start to change. Not unless you can hold your own. But if you're going to learn something on all your own, and I tell you how to do it, is the words and the definitions and whatever you're talking about and how you use those definitions. That's the science. You must know what you're talking about from any angle. So if you're nobody and you want to be somebody, go and do what I tell you to do. And you will find out that, oh my gosh, you know, you just be careful, though. you just be careful that you are humble and you carry yourself in the right way that, you know, you are proud of you. And, you know, you're not hurting anyone. You're not hurting anyone. You just stand for the truth and you live the life the way you think you should. All right. So blessings to you. And I want to now just go ahead and carry on with this next portion that I should have gotten here a long time. But look, like I say, whatever I utter, it is definitely meant to build me up and to help somebody else. Look, I'm coming on.
My friends, I'm coming up with this, and we will okay. Okay, and so here we come. I'm telling you, talking foolishness. I mean, I am very vicious about this world that these sodomites come and create. And they don't have any paradigm for it because they couldn't talk. You got to understand, this is serious stuff. Why do you think the world would be the way it is here? And all they do is go up and kill African people and take stealing every day, 24/7. These white people are killing African and take over. They take over everywhere. Well, like I said, Africa give us all over to them. So if we don't arise to knowing what our origin is and the right of us, inalienable rights. Right now, we don't know our inalienable rights. Listen to what I'm saying. We do not know our inalienable rights. No Africans I know here today know their inalienable rights. Once you're on the church, you don't know your inalienable rights because these sodomites, they come with their learning and stuff like that and pull the wool over our faces, and now we don't know anything. But now, with what I am telling you now, I mean, it's to go about this in a legal sense. What I'm telling you is a political thing with words that we must know and know our living rights. These white people talk about take over the world and blah, blah, blah, blah. No, I mean, AD Anadamani is a empty crocus bag that they have. I mean, rooting out every dime out of our pocket and decide our fate and our destiny, AD Anadamani, and it's not a real thing. You know, it's a poop, I mean, thing that they make up, man, sodomite, I mean, construction of a different world, and we make them get away with it. So, up to this point, look here, I'm doing something about it. Right? I'm talking and I am writing as best as I can. And let me tell you something. If you cannot see the need to rise up and to display that huge, what we call him? We call him hybrid, you know? You might be ashamed of people calling you hybrid, but look, you don't be ashamed of the real thing. These sodomites come with for them fluxy, uncivilized stuff. All right. Let me go on here because I think by now you understand where I'm at. Okay. Inevitably, one might speculate that hominids, human ancestors, started by grunting or hunt or hooting or crying out. So what did they do if that's not what they were doing? Were they talking? No, the World History Textbook don't say that. Don't say that. Hominid are primates, and nobody ever report that they talk, all right? Not unless they begin to confess what they have done to start talking, okay? Now, and gradually, so you say now they are crying out, and gradually this somehow develops
into the sort of language we have today. Okay? What more? Such speculations were so rampant 150 years ago that in 1866, the French academic banned papers on the origins of language. Really? Which human species could speak? Cro-Magnon? Homo sapiens? Language ability? The Cro-Magnons were members of four hone species. Really? There is the reason to doubt that these people had the ability to talk, as use what? To talk and use symbolic language. Aha. How is the Cro-Magnon related to modern day humans? The site was one of the first to establish the ancient roots of modern humans, and fossils from this shelter represent some of the oldest hominid Homo sapiens population of Europe. Associated tools and fragments of fossils. Animal bone date the site to the uppermost Pleistocene, probably between 32,000, 30,000 years ago. 30,000 years ago was how long our ancestors, the Indians, settled in America before the Europeans who invaded America 457 years somewhere there ago. All right? So just think about that as a part of the substance of what this is saying. Now, this December 31st, 1969. Haha. Why did Cro-Magnon become extinct? Precisely because he was so capable. Why did Cro-Magnon become extinct? Precisely because he was so capable. Really? Whereas members of our species are weaklings. Who is talking and refer to themselves as, whereas our members, who are we with a species. What species did the Cro-Magnon man come from? So he's saying, why did Cro-Magnon, which is modern man, right, become extinct? Mean killed out, dead, and gone? And they were so capable? Right? Precisely because he was so capable of what? Whereas members of our species are weaklings who rely on others. So like, you know, I mean, sodomites talking right here because this is not making any sense. Members of this species has had it in them to be rugged. You can tell an idiot to write this. Individualist. And they extinct, and they were so competent. And that is what they did. Really? So rugged that they get extinct. No, make no sense. But then, when circumstances became too severe, they had no social support. Really? And they're capable. And thus went extinct. Lie. This is an excuse they are making to cover up the fact that Cro-Magnon man came from the interbreeding between the African people, the hybrid people. That's what they're covering up right here with that. And let me go on to this little piece of history. It comes from, and this comes from a link that I've been begging people to come and take and educate yourself about our origin with the gods who came into South Africa and started civilization of life for the human being over there, right? About some 200,000 years later, right? You need this link. All right, I'm going to read a portion of what they have discovered, just a little portion of it. And I have the link here. Anytime you come by, I have the link here for you. All right. It is the remains, meaning the site over in South Africa. It is the remains of a huge metropolis. That's what you will see. That measures, right? It's a huge metropolis that measures, in conservative estimates, about 15 square miles. It's part even larger community that is about 10,000 square miles and appears to have been constructed. Are you ready? From 160,000 to 200,000 BC. Now you think about what happened between BC and AD. What's the difference between BC and AD? 200,000 BCE. It's still used as BC, right? Civilization began right here, okay? When the gods came to Earth and these white people turned it off into a Bible and don't make no sense. Uncivilized, the whole of the white people and the church situation is uncivilized structure. It's not for civilized people, you see, and that's why they're destroying the world with their idiocy. The image, top of page, is a close-up view of just a few hundred meters of the landscape taken from Google Earth. The region is somewhat remote, and the circles have often been encountered by local farmers who assumed they were made by some indigenous people in the past. But oddly, no one ever bothered to inquire about who could have made them or how old they were. This changed when researcher and author Michael Tallinger teamed up with Joanne Enney, a local fireman, and pilot who had been looking at these ruins from his years flying, over the region. Any had the unique advantage to see the number of and extent of these strange stone foundation and knew that their significance was not being appreciated. He knew that from that distance. Something, right? Yes, was not appreciated. When Joanne first introduced me to the ancient stone ruins of southern Africa, I had no idea of the incredible discoveries we would make in the year or two that followed. The photographs, artifacts, and evidence we have accumulated the photographs, artifacts, and evidence we have accumulated points unquestionably to a lost and never before seen civilization that predates all others. Not by just a few hundred years or a few thousand years, but many thousands of years. These discoveries are so staggering that they will not be easily digested by the mainstream historical and archaeological fraternity. That are the white people, sodomite them, they are not into reality, you don't see. As we have already experienced, right, they're running into trouble with this sodomite fraternities, okay, this New World Order. Right? Yeah. it will require a complete paradigm shift in how we view our human history. My friends, here you have it. Here you have it. Here you have this. No joke. All right. And so we are come to the end of our session. And I want to thank you for being, you know, with me. And I'm telling it like I know it is. Okay. And you take good care of yourself. And hopefully we are back in another session. Take good care of yourself. Where we are here.
Yes, so I estimate your will increase to about 90 bucks a month starting in January. It has been our goal money.
And they are the ones that's ruling the world. No, do you get that? That civility only comes from Africa. All right, so now that is very important for people to understand, because now things have twisted around a bit, and when I get to the 509 BC and what happened.
Choose Voltaren Gel. Voltaren, the joy of movement.
Did I subscribe? X-U-E. X-U-E. Yes. F-E-I. Y-A-N-G.